Hey everybody, this is BJ.
I'm sorry, I was not ready. Hold on.
No, we're going.
No, start over.
No, this is it.
Do it again.
No, this is it.
Don't do it again.
No, you are.
Do it again.
You are.
This is why I don't record anymore with you. Do it again.
No, what's your name?
My name's Aletha. Do it again. No, do it again.
No, this is great.
No, it's not. It's awful. It's awful.
This is perfect. Stupid. This is why people watch.
No, it's not.
Yeah, just listen. We haven't recorded off the record in how long?
184 years, it feels like.
What does that mean?
It's been 84 years.
But the lady's like this.
Yeah, from the Titanic. Yeah.
Right. And we decided to do a whole episode on things that are canceled for 2024.
Yes, because we work in the social media business. So my job in particular is literally like on social media all day. So you see so many things and so much stuff.
Right.
And I've just been fussing around the office like, can we just please not do this stuff anymore?
So we made a list. We've been keeping a running list for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, and listen, this is just for fun. It's just our opinion.
We're not trying to offend, disclaimer, not trying to offend anybody.
No, but look, you do you.
Boo.
Like, whatever it is you want to do, if you determine that you're going to keep doing it, you can keep doing it. You just know we judging. If you do. And if you got something to say about it, you don't like it, don't even think about writing it in the comments. Come right on down to 106 West Blunt Street. Come on in the office.
We're 105.
105 West Blunt Street. Come right on in the office.
You can go to 106.
And sit down and tell us to our face. Because to be honest with you, passive aggressive Facebook posting and comments is one of the things that we need end in 2024.
Yeah, so one of those is, we didn't put this on the thing, but just vague booking in general.
It's so ridiculous.
Right, we're going to get the specifics of that, but these are things that we see happening on social media, specifically on Facebook, that we're canceling for, like, 2024 just started, and we're already telling you don't do this this year.
Start with the vague booking thing. Look, if you've got something to say about us, like News News, Magic Mountain Media, BJ Murphy, Aletha, add us.
Yeah, don't be
add us.
Yeah, don't be like doing some cryptic message about
it. Yeah, that you got to do a puzzle or try to figure out. Tell me.
Or actually do one better. I don't know. Pick up the phone and call me. Or just go 105 West Blunt Street.
What a concept. You got an issue with somebody, you'd pick up the phone and call them. Amazing.
Yeah, but if you're too coward to do that and you're going to go
to
Facebook and do it, don't vague book. Be very specific. At me, at Aletha, at insert whoever.
Yeah.
At whatever it is.
You can add anybody in this building. I promise that.
Well, not just that. Not just us. Not just specific to us, but like at anybody. Don't just vague book and say something cryptic that nobody understands but like two or three people.
Yeah, so
and then
annoying.
Post it so that everybody in the world can see.
Yes.
Then everybody's going, what does this mean? Who are you talking about? What are you that? And it's like, why? Why do that? Anyway,
everybody's a keyboard.
It's very cowardly.
It is cowardly, keyboard warrior, which kind of, you know, sort of in a way segues into us like, listen, when you make your Facebook post and you say, don't ask me no questions.
That's not on our list.
Just pray for my son.
Oh, okay, look, that is on the list.
It ain't that we don't want to pray. We happy to pray, okay? But you need to tell us what's going on.
Yeah, the unspoken prayer request with no context. We love you. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I am a Christian. I've made many more mistakes than you
Amen.
Can probably count.
Me too.
But if you're going to go to social media and post, I can't tell you what's going on, but please pray for me or pray for such and such. I'm like, well, then how can I be specific in my prayer to the Lord?
I just feel like it ain't unspoken if you done spoke about it on Facebook. It ain't unspoken no more. And also, you don't even have to say nothing if you need somebody to pray.
We're not even 3 minutes in. I've covered my face.
Facebook has become the old school prayer chain. But the difference, the difference is on the prayer chain. My grandma, she would have told you exactly what your son did when she called you. She was like, you need to pray for him. He done went out and got on a bad binge and then wrecked his car, got a DUI. Like, they would tell you what was going on. Like, just go on and tell people or just don't say nothing.
Right. So we are canceling unspoken prayer requests.
On Facebook.
Right. We are canceling vague booking.
Yeah, vague booking. Done. Right. Stop doing it.
Right.
Grow a pair.
Now, we just finished the Christmas season. So there's two or three things about the Christmas season we just need to address. Don't want to harp on it because it's over, but we just need to say
Listen, First of all, I thank the Lord above that my child was out of that particular time of life before Elf on the Shelf even came along.
Right. Okay?
And look, I'm not trying to judge you for Elf on the Shelf. I understand how
I've
it is.
I've done it. I've been doing
it. Yeah, I get it. Not anymore. I get it. But let me tell you something. All your little ideas and all your little tricks and all that stuff, that's not for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's for your child.
Right.
We don't need to see it.
So you're saying you don't care?
No, because in the season, you're scrolling on your social media and all you see is everybody's Elf on the Shelf, Elf on the Shelf. Y'all out here sending Snapchats to people every day about your Elf on the Shelf. It don't have nothing
Who's
to do with
us. Who's
it for,
the kids or for,
it's for the kids.
Or the parents?
We don't care. Those right. of us my age, especially we're not. And look, you're talking about, well, I like looking at the Elf on the Shelves because it gives me ideas. You ain't got to do it. Text it. Text your little friend group and be like, this is what we did. Like, we don't want to see it. You're flooding it. You're flooding it. Although I'm so sick of seeing them L's. I'm sick of them L's.
One of my favorite memes, though, was the Elf on the Shelf that all you saw was the elf hat, the Santa hat,
mm-hmm.
and then the legs that were like.
They put the chicken bones up there. They done murderized the Elf on the Shelf.
like little Chaco got a hold of the Elf on the Shelf.
So we're not trying to cancel Elf on the Shelf.
No.
Let the children enjoy the magic right. of Christmas, but just stop posting it.
Right.
We don't want to see.
And think about the other thing we wanted to cancel is the pictures of the holiday food. Thanksgiving, Christmas. You said we're all eating the same thing. Turkey, ham, black eyed peas,
whatever. They did it on New Year's Day.
Really?
Just yesterday. Do you know how many? I'm going to say girl. That's how it be like that sometimes when you're friends with people. But anyway, yesterday I saw so many people's pictures that had their black eyed peas and their whatever it is you're supposed
collards.
To do. And then they told me in the Spanish culture you're supposed to eat 12 grapes at midnight if you want love. Can I just tell you that I did not. Eat 12 grapes.
The grape section at Walmart was empty.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard that. I saw that. Someone
Danny,
said
is that,
that
true? Do you know?
Do you know, Danny, if that's true? You're supposed to eat 12 grapes at midnight?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He said it was true.
So I'm safe from the bullshit of relationships in 2024 because I didn't eat no grapes.
So holiday food. We're canceling pictures of holiday food on social media.
Yeah, and look, we're done with the Christmas tree cakes. It's over. Y'all done put the Christmas tree. Y'all got pure Christmas. I can't even talk. Christmas tree cake earrings.
Oh. Well, now, we love Katie Bain, her Goose and Mav earrings.
Of course I love her. She gave me this shirt.
She did.
But we're done with the earrings. We're done with the Christmas tree cake stuff. Y'all put it on
earrings. It's not just earrings. It's everything.
You put it on the shirt out here. See the shirt? It says out here looking like a snack. You know, you got keychains. You got cups and tumblers. We're done.
It's just a Christmas
tree
cake.
We're done. It's over. The Christmas tree cake thing is done. Please stop putting it on stuff. Stop printing it on stuff. Stop selling it.
Right. So we're done with the holidays. That's
done.
It.
Oh, I've been done.
Those are our three. Elf on the Shelf, holiday food, Christmas tree cakes. And what about if you took a family trip? You want to go somewhere?
Listen, we don't need any more family or selfies from bookies.
Danny, bleep her out, please.
We already know about the beaver nuggets.
the beaver balls.
We already know how big the place is. We already know about the food.
But have you been to Lutheran? Have you been to Lutheran?
I have been to a Bucky's. I don't ever need to go.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't see you post about it.
Because why would I do that?
Well, it would have been much more interesting had you posted about
because I had enough sense to know that don't nobody give a that I'm at Bucky's but me. I don't have to post about it.
Do you post when you go to Walmart? Sam's Club?
I don't go there either.
Right.
Only thing I do is post memes that hopefully make people laugh.
But
I'm
here
to entertain.
They got that cool little 4-foot statue of little Bucky out there.
I don't care. Stop posting pictures from Bucky's. We don't give a shit that you went. The only people that care is you. Keep it for yourself. Next.
Now, we talked about...
I'm telling you, I got to get it all off my chest. New year, new me. Actually, no, it's the same me.
You said it was new year, same me.
It is new year, same me.
Just need people to know. But you also said first day of. What are you talking about, first day of?
I just feel like once your children graduate from 8th grade, stop putting them into first day of school pictures. And even the 8th grade is pushing it. You know, that's pushing it.
But I think it's cute because Jessica has these little chalkboard things.
No, it's like we said. It's just like we said about Elf on the Shelf. I'm not saying you ought not take the pictures for yourself, for your own memories. But nobody wants to see it but you. We don't care.
I'm probably guilty of this one, so.
You are.
Are you canceling me for 2024?
Correct.
Okay. So no first day of blank.
Stop school, posting it unless
school,
they look.
College.
Look, if it's the, no, I think there's exceptions. If it's,
oh my
if
gosh.
It's your, if it's your child's literal.
We need a how-to guide on this.
Listen, if it's your child's literal first day of school, if they're going to kindergarten, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I will celebrate with you. If your child graduates high school and it's their first day of college, 100%, I'm celebrating with you. Everything in between, take the picture. Please don't post it.
Guilty.
We don't care.
Guilty.
Nobody cares but you.
Yeah.
And grandma and them. But right. You can text it. You ain't got to post it.
Listen, we need to dive deep on something real quick. Joint Facebook accounts.
Now this one's tough.
Now this has been bothering you for a long time. Because I've got some friends who have joint Facebook accounts, and I'm like, you know, I
it's complicated.
Yeah, it is.
Because when it comes up there, and you and Jessica don't have a joint account, but let's just pretend for a second. It comes up there and says, BJ and Jessica have a birthday today. Well, damn, whose birthday is it?
Well, what if you
say— Who am I telling happy birthday to?
HBD. If you send that person a Facebook message, who's responding?
I don't know.
Who you sending it to?
I don't know. If they comment on my post, who's doing the commenting? I don't know. And look, everybody already knows.
So
unless you're over a certain age, because let's just be honest, the boomers and above, they do Facebook different, so they're not counting. But everybody already knows if you got a joint Facebook account, we already know what's going on.
Why? What are you talking about? What do you mean, like, everybody knows?
Either somebody cheated or somebody's so insecure and scared they're going to cheat that they don't, quote, allow you to have a Facebook unless you're both on there together.
What about?
I'm secondhand embarrassed for you if that's the case.
So can these same, I mean, like, can
if
you,
you're a man that's married to a woman that's forcing you to have a joint Facebook account, grow a pair of balls and get your own damn Facebook. Now, if you cheated and that's why you got it, then you made your bed, you got to lay in it.
Right.
Now you out here looking like a fool,
so
which is joint Facebook
accounts. Aletha has also canceled joint Facebook accounts for 2024.
Yeah, I'm
so
done
what's
with
your
that.
Advice to people who have a joint Facebook account?
I literally just told you.
Get your own or get off.
Grow a pair of balls and be like, I'm going to have my own account. Mm-hmm. Or if it's happening because you cheated, then you just need to know you made your bed, now you got to lay in it, and now you out here looking right done with a joint Facebook account. That's your
right.
fault.
All right, well, speaking of spouses and whatnot, what about, I mean, I saw some of these over the holidays and occasionally see this. What about, like, matching PJs?
It's an absolute no.
Really?
It's a no for me.
Now, like, are there some exceptions to this rule?
Yes, I feel like mama can do it with the children. But if you
I did the North Pole, I mean the Polar Express thing one
but
time.
But you were under pressure to do so. I feel like if there's a man that is just joyfully putting on a pajama set, I got questions for you.
So,
not that there's anything wrong with that, but I got questions.
So holiday, I mean, just matching PJs, husband and wife with kids. The man, you're saying this is for the man.
It mostly is to me, because if it's like a girl's night or a girl's best friend or a friend's gift miss like we did, and it's all girls and they all want to dress up with their little matching shirts, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got your daddy up there with a flap to the back in front of his pajamas, it causes me concern.
Right.
It's a no for me.
All right. Now let's canceling the matching PJs. Now let's switch gears just a hair. What about in search of like ISO or hashtag ask Facebook?
Google.
But what if I need like a plumber or a handyman or
Google?
But what if I need like somebody who does, you know, fence or electrical work?
Google.
But what if I need
The answer is Google every time.
So you're saying I don't need to make a post asking people on Facebook what they think?
Google.
So ISO or hashtag Facebook.
Stop
asking
Facebook stuff. You can just Google.
All right. So that is canceled for 2024.
Please. My God. I can't take it.
All right, now we got to get a little bit more serious. What if I stumped my toe or got this ingrown toenail or I got this awful rash on my backside right here? I got this injury because I had that thing happen and I got this injury. What happens with that kind of stuff?
Well, first of all, I'm going to throw up in my mouth because you've posted it. Because, listen, we do not need to see your scars, your wounds, your surgery sutures.
But it's important. I need to take a picture of my foot
or
my hand or my
elbow. Your arm is rotting off, and you're going to post it and be like, what you reckon bit me? Go to the doctor. Why are you posting it? It's disgusting. And I'm literally so tired. Like, I literally cannot take it.
So the problem, I'm going to interpret for her just a hair on this, and that is that it might be important to you, but it's not important to everybody else.
It's
out there.
Gross.
Right. I don't want to be scrolling through my feed and seeing your ugly toenail. Mm-mm. Right.
No, it's disgusting. It's so gross, and y'all need to stop doing that. If you don't know what's wrong with you and your flesh eating itself off your bone, take your to the doctor.
You don't need
to. Why are you posting it on Facebook?
Right. I don't really want to see that.
And Lord have mercy, when they go to the doctor, you know damn well they're going to check into the doctor. BJ Murphy checked in at UNC Health and Order. Don't give no contact. and tell nobody why they're there.
Pray for me.
Pray. Prayers
pray,
needed.
Pray for me.
And then somebody to comment, prayers lifted.
So we're canceling injuries, wounds, or rashes
on Facebook. To yourself, between you and the doctor and the Lord.
And the last thing that was on our agenda here, unless I've missed something, this is something that's been near and dear to me for a long time. And that is the dead hands photos. Like, I mean, there are plenty of people who have passed away in my life that are important to me, and I'm sure there are people who have passed away in your life that are important to you.
Of course.
And others, and my friends and families on Facebook, that people have passed away. But we don't need to see the last picture of your hand and their hand. Like, show me a picture of a happy moment with that person.
Not the
purpled veiny, I've had needles or I've been dehydrated for days photo of you with that person's hand. Like, I love you and I care for you. And this comes from a sincere place in my heart. But it's like, I don't want to see that. There's not a moment in my life where I go, I wonder what that person's hands look like as they're dying, as they're taking their last breath. I don't want to see it. I want to see them with 20 years ago or when y'all were kids or you were a kid and they were your parent or your grandparent, or I want to see it the last Thanksgiving together when they were laughing because you had them on Snapchat and they had those cool little glasses on and you were doing some funny little thing. Let's remember the good times. Let's don't see that person's dead hands on my Facebook feed, please.
Yeah. I agree with you, BJ. I think that's a great idea. Post a wonderful, glorious, happy memory and not at their last exact moment in life.
That's not how you want to remember that person. I think that's what drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to remember that person by their dead, dying hands.
I know. I totally agree.
It drives me nuts.
I know. Don't be mad at him, y'all, because he said it.
I said it, and I'm not sorry. I love you. It comes from a place of love.
Yeah, I totally understand. I really do.
So I gave you all of those. I just needed one.
You did, because I was about to say you're making me rant on every single thing on this list like it was all mine, but it was not all mine. There were other contributors.
This is the one that's been on. It's bothered me for a long time. Yeah. I can't even get it out. I can't even finish. I can't even finish. Stop. Don't do it. 2024. Dead hands. Or canceled.
Yeah, so y'all stop. Y'all stop acting up. Be good on Facebook, social media, Instagram, TikTok, or whatever you need to do. Wherever you are, there's some things I just feel like everybody's tired of and nobody's going to say it, but we're here to say it. What I mean?
Be real at me. And if you add it, Letha, be prepared.
You're right.
Be prepared for the consequences.
You're right.
But if that's who you're talking to, be prepared.
Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't hide behind the keyboard. Come see me. 252-572-1330.
252-560-7885-105 West Blunt Street, Kinston, North Carolina.
Correct. Y'all have fun. Happy New Year.
We love y'all. We're just having a good time. Y'all be safe. Have a wonderful New Year. Thank you for supporting us.
All right, we love you.
News and Management Media. We thank y'all. Bye. Yeah, I'm here with his shirt on. A nice little
sweatshirt. Was this an outtake?
Yeah, because Katie Bain Heron gave me this shirt for Christmas because she knows me and she loves me.
Yeah.
And you had on a lovely, fresh, real nice looking Duke shirt.
Did you say lovely Duke shirt in the same sentence?
In spite of it being a Duke shirt, it was.
Why are we talking about this? This is not even part of this episode.
Into this shirt like a fake toe. To come back and record talking about, you don't record, you're not going to record in a hoodie. You would never record like that.
I'm so bougie, I got a fan on me right now.
But you also didn't tell the truth because you have absolutely done that before.
If I was going to record, I was going to wear something a little bit more presentable than my hoodie that I had on.
Yeah. He broke the rules and he's a liar.
I did not break the rules. It wasn't even in my count. Don't you leave before I get the final say. Look at her. Talking about fake.